The following podcast is brought to you by David Hayes. He is solely responsible for its content. Securities are offered through JW Cole Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advice offered through CFCI and JW Cole Advisors. JW Cole Financial, JW Cole Advisors, and CFCI are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by David Hayes and his guests should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and is not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of losing principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax. Penalties may be imposed on such a person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. David Hayes and his guests are not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation or an offer to buy securities. You're listening to 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Win with David Hayes. David has been providing financial advice for over 25 years and is the host of Your Money with David Hayes radio show and podcast. He has been featured in high-level publications such as the Wall Street Journal, Kiplinger's, Fox Business, Forbes, and more. Join your host as he talks about his book, 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Win, an Amazon Daily bestseller. And now, here's David Hayes.
Welcome to episode number 17 of 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Know to Win. Of course, The Final Drive is a metaphor of my football playing and coaching days. Time is ticking, right? Time is running out. Time to go is now. The 2017 tax cuts, man, I can't believe it was 2017. Here we are in 2022. Yes, they're set to expire at the end of 2025. Giving us a real opportunity to act now and save ourselves from taxes, destroying our retirement accounts before taxes go up for good. You know, I've been having a lot of fun with this, and here we are, number 17. That's 17 weeks, you know. If you think about that, it's months, right? Months have gone by, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, how do we continue to spread the message of getting out of the crosshairs of higher taxes that are coming? Well, one of the things that I really been bothered by is the fact that a lot of people now have auto enroll. What does that mean? When I have a job for the first time, and you know, we talk about the baby boomers, and the baby boomers weren't quite ready for retirement for the most part because no one ahead of them told them, hey, you need to save money, because they had a pension, they had a Social Security, they didn't worry about it. But now the baby boomers are like telling their kids or grandkids, hey, you have a 401k, save now, right? Put 10% in, do what you need to do to be prepared for retirement. But the auto enroll, which I lobbied in Congress for several years ago, and it finally passed to say, you know what, when someone gets a job, we are going to automatically enroll them into a 401k, 403b, whatever. And we represent a lot of different companies around our area. And one of the areas is the school system. Well, the school system auto enrolls every new teacher, custodian, I don't care, bus driver, whatever, automatically at whatever their match is. So the match is maybe 2.5% to, I mean, it's crazy. They're not auto enrolling them at 10, which they should. And the worst part is they're auto-enrolling them into the tax-deferred side, which means here you have a brand-new teacher, 23, 24 years old, making the least amount of money they'll ever make in their lives, maybe not married, probably no kids, and they are taxing, or they are putting money away tax-deferred? Are you kidding me? Like, they're going to put money away today with the lowest tax rate they'll ever be in, the lowest income they'll ever have, only to pay the taxes later? Well, that's just a travesty. That's just terrible, right? That's like criminal almost, that they're putting these people in a position where, hey, I'm going to pay the tax at a rate in the future that I have no idea what it will be. So this is the problem that I see with auto enrollment. I also think that they need auto escalators, right? I believe that you put people in at 10%, make them opt out. People won't opt out. They won't opt in, but they won't opt out. And that way we can really prepare people for retirement in the future here in America. And we won't be paying for all their food. We won't be paying for their rehab after the knee replacement that we just paid for. If you get a chance, go to my website, cfci.us, and listen to my talk that I gave at the Harvard Faculty Club in 2015 about getting people retirement ready in America and the education that's needed and the stupidity that's out there. So I encourage you to do that because I think it'll give you some insight. And really, I can't do this by myself. I have to continue to inspire people around me that are in positions of influence to make these changes, right? Now, everyone, whether it's climate change or whether it's any change at all, people say to their society, their local areas, listen, I can only change what I can change in my little area. And hopefully that is a contagion. And when it comes to climate change, you know, people have all kinds of opinions on that. I have my own opinions, but civil unrest, homelessness, you name it. I mean, there is so much stuff going on in this world right now that if you just took care of your little area and did it the right way, then hopefully that would be somewhat of a contagion and leak into the next county, right? The next state, the next, whatever it is, country. And I don't really understand all the other countries, how their retirement systems work, but I know that in the U.S., we have a real retirement crisis on our hands. So that is one of the missions that I have been on lately, and really for the last 5 or 6 years, is to make sure that people are putting money away, what they need to put away, and also tax-free. And guess what? The U.S. loves that, right? Because even under the Secure Act 2, which has passed through the House, is now in the Senate's hands, and they are muddling that around a little bit. They talk about the catch-up provisions. Like when you get to 50, you can put more money into a retirement account, IRAs, 401ks, 403bs. They're going to escalate that, I believe. But here's the thing. When they tell you can put more money in, are they going to allow you to put it in tax deferred? No, they're telling you to pay the tax now and put it into the Roth. Now, they're doing you a huge favor by doing this. You may not feel like they're doing you a huge favor, but they are. But why are they doing it? They need your money. Yeah, they're going to allow you to save more, but they can't afford to allow you to defer it because we need the money now. We can't wait and take your money later. They need it right now. When you're 30 plus trillion in debt, running trillion-dollar deficits, when do they need your money? Now. Actually, when did they need your money? 20, 30 years ago, probably would have been a good guess. So like I said, we don't have an income problem in America. We have a spending problem. And when you have 90% of the income just coming into the U.S. coffers, paying for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and interest on our debt, that's non-discretionary spending. That's why David Walker, who was the comptroller of the U.S. many, many years ago, retired, resigned, whatever you want to call it, crisscrossing America, telling people, we got a real problem on our hands. And this was when we were maybe $8 trillion in debt. That's a guess. Now we're $30 trillion in debt. And, you know, when you think about the Treasury rates now over 3%, right, as we issue new debt at 3%, when we were $15 trillion in debt 10 years ago, when interest rates were 3%, and then you turn around and now you're $30 trillion in debt when interest rates were 1.5%, your cost of borrowing was exactly the same. Well, as interest rates go up, the cost of our borrowing goes up, which means that it's going to crush our budgets. It's going to crush everything. And there's only one solution to that, which is raising taxes. So I'm convincing people, hopefully, to control the only thing you can control, which is the taxes on your retirement accounts. Pay the tax now to never pay it again in the future. Pay the tax on the seed, not the harvest. That's what I'm trying to convince people of. And honestly, I don't care if you're in the 10% bracket or the 37% bracket. You need to understand that that is a bargain. You know, I had a program just last night over at Ivy Tech, and it was called Taxes in Retirement, right? What's the most expensive thing in retirement, right? If you ask someone, what's the most expensive thing that you're going to pay for in retirement, what's the answer? Everyone's going to say health insurance, health cost, long-term care. No, the answer is taxes. where else, if I want to take, you know, 50 grand out, do I have to take 90 grand out to pay the tax to get my 50? That's the most expensive thing in retirement is taxes. So what if you just said to yourself, you know what? I believe that taxes will absolutely have to be mathematically, not even a probability, but mathematically in a certainty higher in the future. Would I rather pay the tax now and never pay it in the future? Yeah. There's so many things that go with that. I mean, I went on and on last night. It was so much fun because I was talking about how at some point in your life, you will file a single tax return, either through divorce or death. And when you file a single tax return, two things happen. One, you're going to lose a check. You're going to lose a Social Security check, possibly a pension check, and your taxes double. Everything that you knew as a married filing joint couple gets cut in half. Your deductions get cut in half. Your brackets get cut in half. Everything gets cut, and you need more money. And if you're going to the well where you have to pay more taxes, how is that good for you? So you, by moving money from taxable to tax-free, not only are you helping your spouse, whichever one of you guys are standing at the end, but you're also helping your kids and grandkids, because when the money ends up in their hands, guess what? At this point, IRAs, 401ks, whatever, they have to be distributed within 10 years. Now, this is under the current rules. You know, just a few years ago, you could stretch it over your lifetime. I wrote about that in our first book, Today's Guide to Retirement Planning, that I predicted that the elimination of the stretch was coming. Legislation is like whack-a-mole. It comes up, it gets hit down. It comes up, it gets hit down. But if it comes up two or three times, you know eventually it's going to become law in some way, shape, or form. And I saw this coming, and I predicted it, and it happened. So now I'm talking about the SECURE Act 2, which is talking about extending the required minimum distribution age, giving you the opportunity to save more money. There's all kinds of provisions in there. It's not passed yet, so I'm not going to talk in great detail about it. But there is some major reform coming when it comes to retirement. And that's okay. I mean, that's good, actually, because we finally recognize that we are in that yo-yo world, which stands for you're on your own, right? Back in the old days, you put your time in, you got a pension, 30, 40 years at General Motors, you name it, on GE, you name it, all these companies. And you receive UPS, FedEx, actually, they still have pensions, believe it or not. But you put your time in, you received a pension, and you had Social Security, and that accounted for the majority of what you needed. You didn't rely on your personal savings. But now we all have to rely on our personal savings, and that's why it's so important to have a tax-free retirement if you can. So quickly, I want to talk about the different buckets of money that we have. We have taxable money. We have tax-free. We have tax-deferred. Taxable is that money that you put away because it's money, extra money you have. You're very disciplined. You want to save it. And you pay taxes every year on the earnings. So it could be a mutual fund, a savings account, whatever. And mutual funds are something that you have to be a little bit cautious of, especially in those taxable accounts, because of something called phantom income. The way a mutual fund works is we all throw our money together into a fund, right? And a fund manager will manage that to their objective, growth in income, whatever it might be, absolute return. There's so many different names. And they manage it to that objective, not to your objective, but to that objective. And at the end of the year, sometime around, you know, October, November, December, they must distribute 90% of the capital gains and dividends to you, the shareholder. That is the qualification to become a mutual fund. Well, let's think about this for a second. Let's say a fund has been around for 50, 60, 70 years. Maybe they've owned a stock or multiple stocks for all these years. And they decide, you know what, this is the year to sell it. So they have all these embedded gains in this mutual fund. And at the end of the year, they've sold this stock and they say, guess what, everybody? We are sending out a capital gain distribution. This literally represents 10%, 30% of the fund. It doesn't matter. We've seen some major capital gain distributions in the last several years. And you pay tax on that. You didn't see it coming. You didn't have any choice, but it's coming. And if you owned it for the last 10 years or the last month, you're still going to pay your share of the gains. So whether you made any money or not on that mutual fund, you will pay the gains. That's called phantom gains. That's something you very much have to be aware of. I always preach to our investment team, listen, if we have a non-qualified, which means non-IRA, right, non-401k asset, let's not use mutual funds because we have zero control over our capital gains. The fund has all the control. If you have it within a tax-free account, like a Roth or a tax-deferred account, like an IRA, it doesn't really matter because when the money comes out, it's either tax-free or it's tax-deferred. So when I think about like where do I want to put different assets in my taxable accounts, tax-free or tax-deferred, in my taxable accounts, I like ETFs, individual stocks. I want to control when I sell it to realize that capital gain. We know capital gains are different. We talked about in that in an episode earlier. So I want to control that. I don't want someone else all of a sudden telling me, oh, by the way, here is your gain. I want to control that. In your Roth accounts, yeah, put your mutual funds in there. You don't have to worry about your phantom gains, dividends, right? Interest, all that, capital, all that inside of a Roth. And then tax deferred, it really doesn't matter because all that is tax deferred. But to have the tax diversification, I like the idea of maybe 25% taxable. I like about 50% my tax-free, you know, and the remainder of my tax-deferred. It's hard to get there, especially if you bought the narrative, which we all did, that you will be in a lower tax bracket in the future when you retire. That's going to be a narrative that we will live by and die by if you don't change your mindset. And I'm telling you right now, when we are in the situation we are in, there is no chance in heck that tax rates will be lower in the future than they are today. Now, when people say your taxes will be lower in retirement, technically they're probably right, but here's why. When you're retired, you don't pay FICA. What's FICA? That's your Social Security Medicare tax, right? You pay around 7.65% of your income to Social Security Medicare. And by the way, your employer pays the other half. So over 15% of what you earn is paid in payroll taxes, which pays for Social Security, Medicare. Now, that's obviously not enough because Social Security and Medicare are both on the brink. Medicare already is. Social Security is on the brink of going bankrupt. So they're going to ask for more money. Where's it going to come from? More payroll taxes? Possibly. But I can tell you this. We have one area that we can control. And that is the taxes on our retirement accounts. That's the only tax we can control. That's the only one. So do you pay the tax now and forget about it? You've paid the tab. You're done. Everything else now is tax-free. Or do you roll the dice and say, I'll pay you later? I had a great interaction with a patron last night at our meeting. And I'll leave you with this. I said to him, and I knew him because we went to church together, actually played softball together years and years ago. And I said, Gary, let's say you and I go into business together. We're going to go into the barbecue business. And there was a little, you know, truth to all that. Not that he and I ever went in the barbecue business, but he was at one point in the barbecue business. And I said, hey, you put everything in the business, everything. You actually worked the business. You sold the bit. You did everything to make money in this business. And I'm your partner. I've not done anything. But I currently, under current rules and laws, I own 37% of your business. And you can decide today to pay me off and say, you know what, Hayes, you're out. Here's your 37%. You are out. But Gary says, you know what, I'm not going to pay you that because I don't want to pay you this money now. I'm going to wait and pay you later. It's okay. Well, Gary does a great job, grows his business to astronomical levels. I mean, his business just booms. It goes from $100,000 business to a multi-million-dollar business. And then he says, you know what, Hayes, I'm going to retire. I'm ready to pay you off. And he says, here's your 37%. I'm like, oh, Gary, I'm sorry. Rules have changed. Needs have changed. Everything's changed. I now need 60% of your business. Sorry, I'm really sorry about that. So are you kidding me? What happened? Well, price of poker went up. Gary is his retirement account. I am the IRS. Today, Gary's retirement account may be much smaller than it is 20 years from now. God, I hope it is. And Gary had the opportunity to pay me off 20 years ago at some minuscule tax rate that's at historic low levels. Or he says to me, you know what? I'll pay you later. Well, why would you do that? Because the longer you wait, the bigger the problem becomes. Even if rates don't change, the dollar amounts go up, the rates will change. So if some point in the future, all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, guess what? My IRA used to be $100,000. Now it's $2 million. And now I used to owe you $37,000. Now at $2 million, I owe you, you know, $1 million because it's 50% or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. That's a bad deal. So I'm encouraging people across America, across our town, here in my office, all the way down to every individual I interact with, to pay the tax now, right? Pay the tax on the seed, and that harvest will be so plentiful and so wonderful, you'll never, ever, ever regret it. And you'll not, you know, I miss the idea that of this instant gratification of this little tax deduction you get along the way. All right, I hope that helps you out. And of course, as always, if you need help on any of these complicated issues and you want to navigate these things, please contact us at cfci.us. Set up your complimentary call. We'll make it happen. 812-334-3190. Or like I said, go to cfci.us. Have a great one, everyone. I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. The clock is ticking. Each decision that is made today will put more money into your pocket or leave you worried about your financial future. The time to prepare is now. The time to eliminate risk was yesterday. Let's partner to help those around us to make decisions that empower their financial future. If you would like to book David for a speaking event, please contact CFC at cfci.us. You can purchase his book, 2025 The Final Drive, into www.cfci.us and clicking on 2025 The Final Drive.